But Philippians chapter 4 tonight, we're going to look at one verse. And I'm going to be honest with you folks tonight. I've really had a difficult time of bringing this into notes for this evening. I've kind of struggled throughout this week. And that happens on many occasions because you know where your mind wants to go, but you're not able to put it down on paper. And I think sometimes when that happens, to be honest with you, I think the Holy Spirit is saying, let me take this. And so this is where I am at tonight, and those are always good occasions to be in. But I'm going to be dealing with something tonight. I believe there are some dangers that are in this text that I'm going to be talking about tonight. Let's begin reading in verse number 8, but my main focus is going to be in verse number 11. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Now do I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We're grateful that you've given us another chance to be able to serve you today. Lord, as the days and months that you give us, I pray that you would continue to give us the ability to serve you to the fullest on every single account that we have. God, I thank you for this church that you have allowed me to be a part of for so many years. Thank you for our pastor, the leadership that you have given us. I pray that you continue to bless him. Thank you for these dear people that you've allowed us to be a part of each other's lives for many years. Some have known me from birth. Some have known me from a snotty-nosed kid. And God, I thank you that we're able to not just grow physically with one another, but we're able to grow spiritually together. What a great opportunity that you've given us. God, I pray tonight as I begin to deliver the message that you would just watch over me. I pray that the words that would spew forth from this mouth that you've created, that they would be your words. God, I pray for the ones that are here that are receiving it, that they would receive it well, and we can walk out of here tonight saying, thank you, Lord, for speaking in our hearts. We ask you these things in your name. Amen. It says in verse number 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I have heard in my lifetime on many different occasions, Chad Michael Springer, you just need to learn to be content. And I've often wondered, what does that mean? What do people really mean when they're saying just to be content? And I know in some situations it's been said to me because I've been in positions where I have not been, where I've not been satisfied, where I've not been happy with what God has given me. And I've always wanted bigger, probably, and better on some occasions. And those words would begin to come back to me from people that were in my life saying, you need to learn to be content with what God has given you. And I totally agree with that. But when I begin to think about the word content, I think there are some dangers in that as well. Because when I think of the word content, I think of one word that comes with this, and that word is comfortable. I believe there is a danger in a life of a believer to where we become too comfortable where we are at. It happens everywhere. I think of comfortable, the word comfortable. Some of us are probably looking forward to tonight when we get out of the service to be able to go home and to kick off our shoes that we've had on for today, to take off our sport coat or tie or, ladies, your earrings and those things, and just to be able to sit on your easy chair, to kick back and just to relax for one particular reason, just to be comfortable. Comfortable is a situation that some of us can get in that can be very dangerous as a believer. I don't want to be comfortable in my life as a believer because I want to continue to go forth. Me getting up here tonight speaking, a lot of you folks might say, well, he's pretty comfortable. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the most uncomfortable thing that I can do, to be honest with you. I struggle with it, but God gives me the grace. God gives me the ability every single Sunday to be able to bring forth a message that he has put upon my heart. And I thank God so much for that. But there are some dangers with the word comfortable. In the last years of our church, I have seen some things take place, and I believe it's because, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm not coming out condemning anybody, I'm not doing those things. I just see some things that's concerning to me. And it's just as much my problem as it is everybody else's problem. And so we need to be aware of these dangers that take place in our life. I believe one of the worst things that we can become comfortable in is just reading the Word of God, just to read it so that we can say that we read the Word of God that day. I believe we put ourselves in a great danger in that area. I believe personally that we need to continue to read God's Word on a daily basis so that he can just speak to us. And I mean, when I say the word comfortable, don't put, I'm just going to read one chapter because that's what I'm comfortable with. Allow God to speak to you through his word as you continue to go about your life those days. I begin to look about some things, and I'm really honestly, I'm concerned with our bus ministry that we've had. We've had in years past a thriving bus ministry. There's times where we have had two buses going throughout this community, where we would have bus drivers that would be excited, and the captains that were on the board with them going out on visitation, going door to door and knocking on these places where these kids are at and inviting them to church and filling up that bus. And these kids would come in and they would just have a grand old time and watching the adults interact with the kids and having a special place in their heart with these young ones. But I've noticed throughout the years, as that has begun to slide away, we have become comfortable. We have become so comfortable now to the point to where we have a bus ministry that is sitting. See, there's dangers when you use the word content and you put the word comfortable in there. I believe personally that we need to realize what God is wanting to do, and he's wanting to work in hearts and people in his community. And he wants to use you to do those things. But sometimes we come to church and we want to just be comfortable. And that's a danger in doing those things. I'm going to share with you a danger that I've noticed with a relative of mine. I spoke this morning of Chris's uncle who just passed away. For 72 years of his life, he practiced Catholicism. That's what he lived, and that's what he breathed, and that's what meant the world to him. During those 72 years, he was also very, adamant about being involved in sports. I don't know of him playing any sports when he was younger, but I do know this. He lived and breathed sports. He'd watch it on the televisions, and he would read it in the magazines. He'd read it in newspapers. And he was at a point in his life where he was just comfortable with things. He didn't want anything else. He didn't want to be bothered by anybody else trying to give him the gospel that we knew of. He didn't want to be bothered with anybody else coming in and giving their thoughts about what they think on sports, because he was in a place of comfortableness. So for 72 years of his life, where he was at in a place of comfortableness was a place that was taking him literally to hell. Literally to hell. And so God brought some people in his life to awaken him out of his comfortable stage. And I don't know exactly when it took place or how it took place, but the Word of God was planted in his life due to the fact that Chris's grandmother was a saved individual who loved God immensely and had a great desire to see her kids and her in-laws come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So I do know that there was a seed that was planted. And as that seed began to be planted, there would be people that would come along the way and they would begin to water that seed. And as that seed got planted and as that seed was being watered, what was taking place, not known to him, but he was slowly being taken out of his place of comfortableness. If you knew of him the way that I knew of him, he was a big introvert. I thought I was an introvert, but he was an introvert. Chris and I have been married for 26 and a half years. And I did not really know of her uncle until the day that he got saved at the age of 72. I seen him probably, I can count on one hand, up until the years of the age of 72, of how many times that I've seen him. But God began to bring people in his life to water that seed, to bring him out of that place of comfortableness, because he was content where he was at. And as that began to be water, that comfortableness really became a place of uncomfortableness. God was working in his life on a daily basis. God was doing some things that he didn't understand what was taking place. They eventually began to go to church in Elk Point, South Dakota. The pastor there, you guys have met him before, Brother Jesse Haley, a great man of God, is a young man, and he's involved in sports as well. And so his daughter knew that there is a connection that they could have with one another. And so she would continue to invite him, say, hey, you got to meet our pastor. He's a fantastic guy. And we know that you might click with him. So she was persistent in those areas. And her persistence began to pay off. And just out of nowhere, he didn't know what was taking place, but he was removed from his comfortable state, his content state, and God brought him into church to where he was able to connect with a pastor that was there due to sports. They connected on a personal level. And not long after that, after 72 years of age of his life that he lived on this earth, God began to speak to him in a way that he's never heard before. And just like that, he realized that his comfortableness was taken into hell. His comfortableness was allowing him to miss out on being a child of God. His comfortableness allowed him to not only miss out on being a child of God, but actually allowed him to miss out on being a brother-in-law, a husband, grandpa, those things you can imagine, to his family. God began to do a marvelous work. And on a particular Wednesday night, 6 years ago, no one knew what was taking place, but he called upon the Lord as his personal Savior. God brought him out of his place of being content where he was at in life, not wanting to do anything else, not wanting to go anywhere else, not wanting to achieve anything else in his life. But God brought him out of a place of comfortableness and brought him into a place of really uncomfortableness when you begin to realize where your sins are taking you. I remember that day, particularly in my life. This is my spiritual birthday. God brought me out of my place of comfortableness, brought me into a place of uncomfortableness because I began to realize where my sins were taking me, and that was to an everlasting hell. And I was able to call upon the Lord as my Savior that particular day as well. It's a day that I will never forget. And I'm thankful that God pursued me. I'm thankful that God pursued my Uncle Mike in this area as well. See, there are some dangers when we come to a place of just being comfortable. You know the old saying, if you put a frog in a pan of warm water to where it is comfortable, and you begin to put it over the stove and you turn the heat on, that frog, because he's so comfortable, doesn't realize what's taking place. And then before you know it, he's done for. He's allowed himself to stay in that boiling water, and then death comes upon his life. Are we at a place of comfortableness in our lives? Let me ask you Sunday school teachers this question. And please, again, don't take offense. But are you comfortable with just having one student in your class? Or do you want more in your class? I believe we get in this place because we're just content. We don't want to go out and we don't want to pursue and we don't want to put any more things on our lives during those times, because we're allowing ourselves just to be comfortable, wanting to kick back in our easy chair, put up the recliner, and just have our feet up in the air and having no care in the world. Grabbing the TV remote, flipping through the channels on occasions, watching whatever show comes to our mind, or watching whatever sport that's on at night, because we just want to be comfortable. I began to look at the lives of the apostles and the disciples and what they went through in their lives. You know, for the 3 years that the disciples were with Jesus, can I share with you where they were at in their life? They were in a place of comfortableness. So they didn't really have to do anything because they were there with Jesus. Jesus was there. He would take care of their needs. You look back as when they're in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was crying out, pouring his heart out to his Father. He asked his disciples, he just said, "Hey, will you not watch and pray with me?" But they were so comfortable where they're at, they couldn't even watch and pray. Matter of fact, they got so comfortable, they were so content in their life, what do? They dozed off and went to sleep. You know, some of us, even in church, we get so comfortable and we become so content. And we allow our bodies just to relax so much and we'll doze off as well. See, the disciples were in a place of comfortableness. They didn't really have a care in the world at that point in time. There are some dangers in being comfortable. But I will tell you this. When I begin to think of the word content, I don't really think of the word comfortable. I think of another word that we all should think about in this particular chapter here. And that is the word satisfied. Satisfaction should come to mind when you think of the word content. You know, as the disciples were Jesus and they begin to experience many things, they're out on the sea, they're comfortable with Jesus being in their presence, taking care of their needs. They were comfortable with him. But there came a time and there came a place when Jesus would no longer be with them physically. And when that took place, they were confused and they were questioning things. They were probably lost at times in their thoughts about what took place. And then one day, as the Lord promised that he said he would do, he said, "After I am gone with you for a while, I will come back within 3 days." And he came back. And they were still comfortable because it was Jesus. But then Jesus ascends to his Father where he's at to this day. And it wasn't until the book of Acts in chapter number 2, when they all begin to go into the upper room and they begin to be in one accord with one another, what do we see take place? As they begin to pray, we see that the Holy Spirit came rushing in as a mighty wind. And I can just imagine what was going through their thoughts at that particular time. Excitement, joy, delight, satisfaction. Because Jesus said to them, "When I am gone, when I am no longer with you physically, I will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with you." And as that began to take place, those very words begin to come back into the mind of Jesus, into the mind of the disciples. And as they begin and they realize what was taking place that great day, they became satisfied. They became joyful. They became delightful, knowing that the sweet Holy Spirit was in their presence. See, they didn't know what content really meant until the Holy Spirit came into their lives. There are some dangers when we allow ourselves to be put into a place of being comfortable. You know, sometimes we don't allow ourselves to go out and to talk to other people about Jesus Christ because we're too comfortable where we are at. And we'll say to ourselves, and I know what's being said because I say these things to myself. I know what you struggle with because I struggle with this as well. And I will say, God, I'm not comfortable approaching them. I'm more comfortable sitting down and allowing somebody else to do those things. But when you allow the Holy Spirit to begin to work in your life and to take you out of this place of comfortableness and to put you in a place of uncomfortableness, you then begin to realize the satisfaction of Jesus working in your life. There are dangers in being comfortable. You know, our very lack of motivation because we're too comfortable where we're at can allow somebody to spend eternity in hell. This verse began to speak to me immensely throughout this week. As I begin to reflect back on my own life, that I'm not that old. As I reflect back and I see people come to my mind that I have crossed paths with, that I did not allow myself to be a witness to them in their life, because I was allowing myself to stay in a place of pure comfort. Not allowing God to have the satisfaction in my life to be used by Him. A place of comfortableness can cause many people to go to hell. But there's joy and there's satisfaction being content in God. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I believe that means being satisfied in God. Being satisfied with what He has allowed to happen in your life. And don't mistake it for a place of comfort. There's a time and place for that. We'll have our comfort someday when we're with the Lord. That'll come. We have it now, but you know what I'm getting at. But there's dangers when we become comfortable. Let me ask you, as members of Open Door Baptist Church, are you content with just being comfortable right now at this point in time? There are so many things that God wants to do through this church. But I think we've allowed our comfort zones not to be expanded. Well, I can't do that. I'm not equipped. May I remind you what God did in the life of Moses? A man who used his speech as an excuse, but God moved through him tremendously. May I remind you what God did in the life of Noah? Took him out of his place of comfort and for many years began to build a boat that we know of as the ark. Do you not think if God is wanting you to do something that He will equip you? But we allow excuses to come in our lives because we're comfortable where we are at. And that's a danger for we as believers. I believe God wants to use us here at Open Door Baptist Church to reach another Mike Murphy in this town. You know, there's another Mike Murphy at the age of 72 that is a hardcore Catholic, doesn't want anything to do with God, and probably won't until we realize there are people in need. But are you willing to get out of your place of comfort and be satisfied in God? See, there's a difference. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I came across this week because God has worked in my own life, and I know God is working in your life. I have found myself in many places of comfort, not wanting to get out of my comfort zone. It's hard for me to do those things. It's been a few months ago, pastor asked me to do something that is really out of my comfort zone. And he knows it. He knows me. He said, "Chad, I want you to start staying in the back row with me and shaking hands as people leave." You know what I did? "What are you doing to me, Father? You know where my comfort zone's at." It's taken some time, but God's bringing me out of my comfort zone. And you know what that does to me? It gives me satisfaction to know God's working. Don't get in a comfort zone. Allow God to use you. I hope this is making sense tonight. I hope you're getting a point. Because this is just how God has spoken to me this week. And I had to share it with you folks this evening. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. And you know me, I don't normally do invitation, but if God spoke in your heart tonight, I'm going to have Chris play just one verse. And if God spoke in your heart tonight, then I would encourage you to come forward. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening that you've allowed us to be here. God, I don't know how you've worked in hearts, but I know you've worked in mine, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see my mistakes. And God, I pray that you would continue to not be comfortable in where I'm at. But God, help me to be more satisfied in what you're doing and what you're wanting to do and where you're wanting us to go. And I ask you these things in your name. Amen.